Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Very good morning, everyone. Welcome along. This is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans at Sheffield Live, and that was from 1968 on Atlantic Records. It was Chick Corea on piano, Hubert Laws on the flute, Ron Carter on bass, Grady Tate on the drums, and that was Chick Corea's tune, Windows. There's a great version of that also on Dave Valentin's album, The Hawk, which is worth checking out on GRP Records from the late 70s. Anyway, we're here till 11. And this is Roland Kirk. Thank you. House All Stars, and that was a tune called Witch Doctor Number 2, written by Bob Cooper, and it featured Bud Shank on the flute, Bob Cooper on tenor saxophone, Frank Rosolino on trombone, Claude Williamson on the piano, Stan Levy on the drums, and leader of the band and the person who ran the Lighthouse Sunday jazz sessions at Hermosa Beach. On the bass, it was Howard Rumsey. Before that, incidentally, it was Roland Kirk from 1963. His quartet joined by Benny Golson's orchestra and their rendition of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. This is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans at Sheffield Live. Thank you. out on guitar, Michael Torzoni on the Hammond B3 organ, Eddie Pezant on alto saxophone, Bill Foster on bass, Ernest Cole on the drums. Recorded in New York in 1977, came out in Japan on Venus Records in 2001. Hard to believe that album came out 25 years ago. The album Jungle Strut, that's the title track, which of course is the Gene Ammons Groover. And before that, another album that was recorded in America, this time in Massachusetts, but came out in Japan on the Bay State label. It was bassist Robert Ruff from his album Shazara and his interpretation of Impressions, John Coltrane's tune, and his bass was accompanied on there by Mwalim Atif on piano and Sid Smart on the drums. On Spinning Jazz this morning, it is time for some hard bop. We're heading back to Blue Note Records 1958 and Kenny Burrell's great jam session double album Blue Lights. This is from Volume 2. This is a tune called Rock Salt, and on here it is Louis Smith on the trumpet, Junior Cook and Tina Brooks on tenor saxophones, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass and Art Blakey at the drums. What a lineup! It could not be any better.
Thank you.
unmistakable sound of Art Blakey finishing that one off on the drums there. That was Kenny Burrell, as I said. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with a self-released album by Mike Salisa from 1976. The album's called Flavours. This is Flavour Singular. And in addition to Salisa on tenor saxophone, soprano sax and flutes, we also hear Ruth Salisa on tambora. Bruce Preston is playing the bass. Joe Carpell is on guitar. Al Santana on the drums. Sam Salgado on the congas and timbales. Lloyd Earhart on piano. And John William Malott is on vibes, slot drums, and tin cans, no less.